Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm here with Jamie, the man, the myth, and the legend, and we're talking about General Motors and NVIDIA. So we've talked about NVIDIA in the past week. You've heard they had their big conference. Another thing that they announced is a really interesting partnership with General Motors, where they've actually teamed up with them, and they're bringing their AI to robots and factories and self-driving cars. So there's a lot to unpack here. This is pretty cool. I love it when you get a good business collaboration, especially between two big companies. General Motors has a lot going on, but it's also been plagued with some struggles and difficulties. We're getting into all of it in the podcast, and I will give you, I think, the bullish take for what this partnership could be, as well as some of the drawbacks. So we'll get into all of that. Before we do, if you haven't already joined Jamie and I's AI Hustle School community, this is a community that we have poured our blood, sweat, and tears into for the last... Jamie, how long have we been doing it for now? For
about a year, I think. Yeah.
No. About a year now. Every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content. We don't publish anywhere else. So at a year now, we have over 50 episodes there. And essentially, we have them categorized into a bunch of different categories. We're helping you grow and scale your business or your career with AI tools. All the tools, processes, I publish the numbers, how much different side hustles are making me, how much different businesses are making me, how much I spend on different things. Everything we can't really publish publicly, obviously. It's all there. So we publish that all. It's $19, not a week, but a month. In the past, we added $100 a month, but we have dropped the price. So there's a discount right now. And if you get the $19 a month, that price you can lock in, won't ever be raised on you. So yeah, we'd love to help you grow and scale your business or your career with AI tools. And there's over 300 members, give amazing feedback. If you have questions and you post it in the chat, people are going to respond to you. You can go read through other people's threads, get tons of interesting insights and answers. So I learn things out there all the time, and we share stuff every single week. So we'd love to have you as a member. There's a link in the description. Okay, let's get into this partnership with General Motors and NVIDIA. Jamie, what was the thing that stood out to you the most with this?
Yeah, so, NVIDIA had their really big release of all their, big news this week at their conference, GTC, and they announced a expanded partnership with GM. So they already have had, a partnership with some of their manufacturing, but they're kind of broadening that to absolutely, pretty much every aspect of their business. They're going to be using NVIDIA for infrastructure, for their, manufacturing, for in their cars, their autonomous driving, hopefully, soon. And so they're really kind of, partnering in a big way, pretty much, like I said, every aspect of their business. And I'm personally excited about this because I am from Michigan. And, in my lifetime, I've seen a lot of business and jobs leave Michigan because manufacturing has been, moved elsewhere. But now I've started to see things in the past, five-ish years starting to come back. We recently got a couple lithium battery factories because of all the EVs that GM's producing and Ford. And now this is kind of like a whole nother, side of things as far as, NVIDIA. I don't know if they'll bring, a chip making factory closer to GM or what, but I'm just excited for, I guess, all the business that's going to come into Michigan because of this. But so they have a operating system called Drive OS that is run on NVIDIA, or will be run on NVIDIA chips, and it is kind of like their advanced driving and also like cockpit features and stuff like that. So Jane, what do you think about this? What's exciting about it for you?
Yeah, I think this is awesome. Number one, for the NVIDIA stock, because for some reason, when I look at the NVIDIA stock, I feel like it's a good indicator of how the overall AI market is doing, because when NVIDIA is doing good, all the other AI companies are doing good. So I think this is probably going to be good for them. announcing these types of relationships. This isn't new, though. This is without precedent. So NVIDIA has been working for over a decade now in the automotive industry. Specifically, they give GPUs to companies like Tesla, Wave, Waymo, and they are all using these for their data centers, for their either their data centers or their vehicles, right? So they're using these to help train AI models, train their self-driving, and also compute while these models are driving. So they, like you mentioned, they have their DriveOS software, or their kind of like OS system. And what this does is it gives real-time AI processing and essentially the integration of some of these really advanced driving and cockpit features. Real-time, meaning these, like a car that you could be driving could technically be like pinging this and probably an NVIDIA chip inside of the actual car, pinging it and getting like real-time computation. So this is kind of cool. Toyota actually announced earlier this year that they're going to be using this in their next generation of vehicles. I think Toyota realizes some of these companies are getting quite ahead. You have Waymo, you have Tesla, you have Cruise with a lot of this autonomous driving capabilities. They don't want to get left behind. So that they're going to be using NVIDIA's Drive AGX Orin supercomputer, and they're also going to be using the Drive OS. So I think this is amazing. You have like, these are big players. You have Tesla coming in, Tesla that's been using them. You have Toyota coming in. I think this is pretty interesting. So when Jensen Huang was talking about all of this, he said, quote, "We work with the car industry, however the industry would like us to work with them. We build all three computers, the training computer, the simulation computer, and the robotics computer. All of the software stack that sits on top of it, the models, the algorithms, just as we do with all the other industries that I've demonstrated." This is just like another way that NVIDIA is getting like further and further ingrained into the automotive industry. I think this is another moat if someone wants to come and usurp them. I remember about a year ago, there was like tons of talk from Google, Meta, all these other players that were talking about how they're going to design, develop, and produce their own chips. And it was kind of like NVIDIA was like on an absolute tear. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, look how much money they're making. You know, trillions of dollars of value. You've really seen NVIDIA rip over the last 4 years like nobody else. And I think that inspired a lot of people, a lot of big tech companies to be like, let's make our own chips. It is incredibly difficult. And not just designing a really good chip, but then being able to mass produce it, having the factories, the facilities, manufacturing, NVIDIA was really just poised and set to scale this, and scale they have. Like they are not slowing down. They're integrating as fast as they can with every industry. And so I think this is exciting what they're doing with factories and robotics. And
yeah, it even said like the precision welding of the robots and stuff are now, you know, being run with NVIDIA stuff. So like, yeah, every single aspect, you know, efficiency, you know, figuring out new ways to be efficient in the manufacturing process. Yeah, just it's really cool.
Yeah. So I think this is fantastic for the industry. I'm excited for NVIDIA and all the other players. And I hope to see more players get into this. I think the automotive industry has lots of room to grow and to get more tech savvy and stuff. So I'd love to see a lot of these all cars be, you know, as good at self-driving as a Tesla if you wanted to, for example. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But listen, if you enjoyed the episode today, and if you learned anything about NVIDIA, self-driving, AI, everything happening in the industry, the number one thing that you could do that we would appreciate is leave a review for the podcast. Over on Spotify, it's the About Us tab. And on Apple, you can leave some stars, leave a comment, a review. We read them all, and we really do appreciate them. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Make sure to join us in the AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the description again. We would love to have you in there, and we will catch you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.